All right, the time is 6:00. I now call the meeting to order. This meeting is open to the public and is being held in a hybrid format. Yes? Is this on?
No.
I can hear it. Interesting. Okay. The time is 6:00. I now call the meeting to order. This meeting is open to the public, is being held in a hybrid format in accordance with board and commission electronic participation, connected and hybrid meeting policy.
If any board members, council liaison, or staff members are online or joined by phone, please unmute yourself to say "here." If you are on a phone, please press *6 to unmute. Chair Purcell.
Here.
Board member Thayer.
Here.
Board member Marina.
Here. Here, sorry.
Board member Lyons.
Here.
Board member White.
Here. Here.
Town council liaison Dietz.
I am present.
Lena McClelland.
Here.
Tammy King.
Here.
TJ Kacheski.
Here.
And myself, Abigail Nichols. Thank you.
All members of the board are present and/or participating electronically. Next up, we will now take nominations for the position of Chair Pro Tem. All nominations will be presented prior to voting. Do we have a nomination?
I have a nomination. You.
I recognize that Board Member White has nominated myself, Board Member Purcell.
Do we have a second?
Second.
It has been seconded by Board Member Lyons.
Chair Purcell.
Okay. Regarding the nomination of Mr. Purcell, Recording Secretary, please take the roll call vote.
Chair Purcell.
Yes.
Board member Thayer.
Yes. Yeah.
Board member Lyons.
Yes.
Board member White.
Yes.
Thank you.
The nomination of Board Member Purcell passes by a vote of 5 in favor and 0 opposed for Chair Pro Tem.
Excuse me, Chair. There's only 4 members present. One is absent. Board member Marina is absent.
I believe you said present online.
No, I think that was Ms. Board Member Thayer echoing.
Okay. Thank you very much. So that passes by a number of 4 in favor and 0 opposed. Mrs. King, has this meeting and agenda been noticed in accordance with the requirements of open meeting laws?
It has.
Minutes from last board meeting have been distributed to the board. If there are no changes, additions, or deletions to the minutes, a motion to accept the minutes as presented will be accepted. I will motion to accept.
Second.
Move to approve, second by Mr. Purcell, seconded by Board Member White. Recording Secretary, please take the roll call vote.
Chair Purcell.
Yes.
Board member Thayer.
Yes.
Board member Lyons.
Yes.
Yes.
Board member White.
Yes.
Thank you.
Motion is approved by a vote of 4-0. We will now take nominations for the position of Chair. All nominations will be presented prior to voting. We will now vote on each nomination presented. Do we have a nomination?
I have a nomination. I nominate Board Member Purcell for Chair.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All right, that is moved to approved, moved by Board Member Lyons, seconded by Board Member White. Recording Secretary, please take the roll call vote.
Chair Purcell?
Yes.
Board Member Thayer?
Yes.
Board Member Lyons?
Yes.
Board Member White?
Yes.
Thank you.
Motion is approved by a vote of 4-0. Thank you. The board will now present a resolution of appreciation to resigning member Michelle Moore.
I'm sorry, Chair, we need to do an election of your vice chair.
My apologies. We will now vote on each. We will now take nominations for the position of vice chair. All nominations will be presented prior to voting.
I have a nomination. Nominate Board Member Thayer for vice chair.
Second.
We will now vote on the nomination presented for vice chair. Regarding the nomination of Board Member Thayer, Recording Secretary, please take the roll call vote.
Chair Purcell?
Yes.
Board Member Thayer? Board Member Lyons?
Yes.
Board Member White?
Yes.
Thank you.
The nomination for Board Member Thayer passes by a vote of 3 in favor, 0 opposed.
We need to move positions.
The board will now present a resolution of appreciation to resigning member Jeff Samuelson. Resolution number BOA 2023-001, a resolution of appreciation honoring the service of Jeff Samuelson as a member of the Board of Adjustment. Whereas Jeff Samuelson, as a member of the Board of Adjustment for the Town of Castle Rock, serving June 2022 through May 2023, significantly contributed to the implementation of recommendations concerning development applications. Whereas the performance of his duties and responsibilities were characterized by dedication to the planning and development of the Town of Castle Rock, and Jeff contributed his experiences, time, and interest to this advisory group. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Town of Castle Rock, Colorado, Board of Adjustment, that the service of Jeff Samuelson as a member of the Board of Adjustment is deeply appreciated. Passed, approved, and adopted this first day of June 2023 by the Board of Adjustments of the Town of Castle Rock. And first and final reading. Do we have a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve it.
And we have a second.
Second.
So the motion was made by Member White and seconded by Member Lyons. Recording Secretary, can we take the roll call?
Chair Purcell?
Yes.
Vice Chair Thayer? Board Member Lyons?
Yes.
Board Member White?
Yes.
Thank you.
This was passed by a vote of 4 in favor and 0 opposed.
Thanks, sir.
Have fun on the board.
Board will now present a resolution of appreciation to resigning member Michelle Moore. Resolution number BOA 2023-002, a resolution of appreciation honoring the service of Michelle Moore as a member of the Board of Adjustment. Whereas Michelle Moore, as a member of the Board of Adjustment for the Town of Castle Rock, serving June 2021 through May 2023, significantly contributed to the implementation of recommendations concerning development applications. Whereas the performance of her duties and responsibilities were characterized by a dedication to the planning and development of the Town of Castle Rock, and Michelle contributed her experiences, time, and interest to this advisory group. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Town of Castle Rock, Colorado Board of Adjustment that the service of Michelle Moore as a member of the Board of Adjustment is deeply appreciated. Do I have a motion for approval?
I motion for approval of the resolution.
Second.
Recording secretary, can you have the roll call?
Chair Purcell?
Yes.
Vice Chair Thayer?
Chair, Vice Chair Thayer is going to be voting through the chat since his sound is not working, and he has voted yes.
Board Member Lyons?
Yes.
Board Member White?
Yes.
Thank you.
Passed, approved, and adopted this first day of June 2023 by the Board of Adjustment of the Town of Castle Rock, Colorado, on first and final reading by a vote of 4 in favor and 0 opposed. My understanding is that Board Member Michelle Moore is not present tonight. The board will now present a resolution of appreciation to resigning member Ed Kane. Resolution number BOA 2023-003, a resolution of appreciation honoring the service of Ed Kane as a member of the Board of Adjustment. Whereas Ed Kane, as a member of the Board of Adjustment for the Town of Castle Rock, serving June 2021 through May 2023, significantly contributed to the implementation of recommendations concerning development applications. Whereas the performance of his duties and responsibilities were characterized by a dedication to the planning and development of the Town of Castle Rock, and Ed contributed his experiences, time, and interest to this advisory group. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Town of Castle Rock, Colorado Board of Adjustment that the service of Ed Kane as a member of the Board of Adjustment is deeply appreciated. Do I have a motion to approve?
I motion to approve the resolution.
Second.
Recording secretary, will you do the roll call?
Chair Purcell?
Yes.
Vice Chair Thayer?
He says yes.
Board Member Lyons?
Yes.
Board Member White?
Yes.
Thank you.
Passed, approved, and adopted this first day of June 2023 by the Board of Adjustment of the Town of Castle Rock, Colorado on first and final reading by a vote of 4 in favor and 0 opposed. Thank you. Public hearing items. BOA 2023-008, request for approval of variance from the minimum rear yard setback PD plan development, 3800 Castle View Vista Drive. The Board of Adjustment application to consider a request by Thomas G. and Judith L. Snowich. My apologies. For variance from the minimum required rear yard setback of 20 feet to build a deck on a single family lot in the Oaks at Castle Rock planned development zone. The subject property is addressed as 3800 Castle Vista Drive, Zone PD, and is also described as Lot 2, Block 6, Oaks of Castle Rock, Third Flag. The board must evaluate this proposal under criteria established under the municipal code as summarized in the staff report. The board will hear from the staff, applicant, and the public. Does any board member have a conflict of interest or any other matter he or she would like to disclose prior to proceeding on this item?
No.
Public comments will be taken on all items and speakers will be limited to 4 minutes per speaker. The board has also accepted written comments to be entered into the record. Mrs. King, has your application been properly noticed for a review in accordance with the municipal code?
It has, Chair.
Do you wish to enter your staff report and presentation into public record?
I would, please. Good evening, board members. Tonight we have the variance as it was described for 3800 Castle Vista Drive. Next slide, please. As you can see, the lot is a brand new development and backs up to a large open space behind Tract A of the subdivision development plan. Next slide, please. The deck will be on the rear of the home with a 20-foot required setback. The applicant is asking for to be 11 feet, therefore a 9-foot variance. They will not be encroaching into the utility easement. All side setbacks are being adhered to. Next slide, please. This is a rendering of what the deck will look like. This is not an exact replica, but a good idea of what the deck will look like. So very non-maintenance necessary with the wrought iron and the plastic decking that's used so that it won't have to be painted, stained, or otherwise. Next slide, please. These are some pictures of the property as it exists today, showing the topography of the property. And you can see on the first picture there how the sliding door comes out onto steps down to the yard, and then the yard swale is quite large. Next slide, please. Again, these are some other pictures of the property to show again that the difference in the topography from the back of the home to the back of the property line. Again, how the house sliding door is not level with the ground, therefore needing the deck to have a usable space in their backyard. Next slide, please. Again, this is lot 2, block 6, Oaks of Castle Rock, filing 3, the rear setback being 20 feet. Next slide. The encroachment is 9 feet into the required 20-foot rear setback for the deck. Next slide. Staff recommends the approval of this project based on many different items. The grade difference in the rear is approximately 4 feet from the rear of the home to the rear property line, which makes the deck portion more than 30 inches in height, therefore needing to meet the 20-foot setback. There's a provision in this PD that if the deck is less than 30 inches off of the ground, it doesn't need to meet the setbacks. But because of the topography of the property, of course, it can't meet that criteria. The proposed deck, as stated before, will not encroach into any easements. The HOA has approved the request as submitted, and we have received support from the neighbors and no opposition calls or letters. The home itself backs onto a town-owned property of 11.04 acres known as Tract A of Oaks of Castle Rock. Next slide. That's all I have unless you have some questions of me, board.
Any questions?
I actually do have a question. Will this set the precedent for other homes? I noticed yours is the first home being built there. Will this set the precedent for other homes? Or will
no.
Each home will have to go through this?
Your decision as a board is not precedential, so it's specific to the facts of the item before you tonight.
Thank you.
I've got a couple questions. In one of those photos, it showed that some neighboring properties do already have a deck there. Have there been variances approved for any other properties in this development or in this PD?
There has. Earlier this year, we approved 3800 Castle Vista Drive.
Okay. And then what is the town's current use and planned use for Tract A?
It's open space.
Okay.
Any other questions? At this time, would the applicant like to make any presentation or make any comments?
Hi there. Thank you very much for the board's attention to this request and for your time to review this and consider it. I'm Judy Snowich. My husband and I moved here from Virginia in September, and this is our retirement home. We chose Castle Rock to be the place where we want to spend the rest of our years. We bought this lot because of the views, and as you can tell by the grade of the backyard, my husband, especially him, he can't even go out in the backyard and walk. Old football knee injury. But we're very excited to be here in Castle Rock. We're very excited to engage in many of the town's activities, and we can actually see the fireworks from our home. So it's I can't imagine a better place to be. But I wanted to thank you for your attention and hopefully your approval for our request. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the comments. At this time, we open up for public comments. I don't believe we have any in-person people for comment. If there's anyone online who wishes to speak, please raise your hand. The host will call on you in the order of requests. I don't believe we have anyone else online. If anybody on our meeting does have any questions, you can unmute your microphone by pressing star 6 and then announce your name, whether you're a resident, non-resident, or otherwise. Okay. Do any board members have final questions of the staff or the applicant before I close the public comment and refer this to the board for recommendation?
Nope.
Okay. I will now close the public hearing and bring the item back to the board for any further discussion and a motion. In making its decision on a variance application, the board shall consider the following criteria. The board will go through each item and openly discuss. The application must meet all 6 of the criteria in order for a variance to be approved. A, the strict enforcement of the provisions of this code will result in practical difficulties or unnecessary hardship to the applicant inconsistent with the intent and purpose of this code. Any discussion? B, the practical difficulties or unnecessary hardship were not created by the applicant. I would agree that's the case. C, unique physical conditions or exceptional topography exist on the subject property and similar unique conditions do not exist on neighboring properties. I think that's generally true. D, the property is unable to be reasonably developed in conformity with the provision of this code due to unique physical conditions or exceptional topography. I think that's definitely true.
I would agree with that.
E, the variance, if granted, will not substantially alter the character of the neighborhood in which the property is located or impair the use of development on adjacent property. Also believe that to be true. And F, the variance, if granted, will not create an adverse effect on public health, safety, and welfare, or cause harm to adjacent properties. I don't see cause for harm. Do we have a motion?
I move to approve a variance for 3800 Castle Vista Drive from the minimum required rear yard setback to construct a deck on a single family lot in the PD zone based on the request meeting the approved criteria in Title 17.06.020 as presented.
Second.
Is there any discussion regarding this motion before we go to vote? This was moved by Board Member Lyons and seconded by Member White. A recording secretary, please take the roll call vote.
Chair Purcell?
Yes.
Vice Chair Thayer?
Vice Chair Thayer said yes.
Board Member Lyons?
Yes.
Board Member White?
Yes.
Thank you.
Motion is approved by a vote of 4-0. Thank you very much for coming before us and enjoy your deck and enjoy your home. The board will now hear updates from Town Council Liaison Dietz. If you're online,
I'm assuming. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Thank you, everybody, and I welcome all new people. I just think every board and commission in Castle Rock is important. As an elected official, you guys represent us. I like it when you can help people such as you did tonight. You have a very important job, and I'm glad you guys and ladies have stepped up to want to take on that role. So thank you for your diligence to the community. Thank you, folks. That's it.
Thank you very much.
Other than that, besides that, as far as updates, I think a lot of you know some of the updates coming up. You'll hear from me at council on Tuesday the 6th, but there is a lot going on, but too much to take up your time tonight. That's all.
I understand. Do any board member have items to discuss with the board?
Nope.
All right. The board will now hear updates from town staff, Mrs. King.
Good evening. I just wanted to also thank all of you for all of your hard work and welcome the new members to the board. We do have a case in July. It will be July 6th. I know that's right after a holiday, so if you could please let Sharon know what your availability, that would be awesome. And have a great night.
Thank you very much. Moving on, unless there's any additional business, so it's time to adjourn. The time is now 6:27. I will move to adjourn the meeting. Do I have a second?
Second.
Moved by Board Member Purcell, seconded by Board Member White. The recording secretary, please take the roll call vote.
Chair Purcell?
Yes.
Vice Chair Thayer?
Vice Chair Thayer said yes.
Board Member Lyons?
Yes.
Board Member White?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Thank you. The meeting is now adjourned.